This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. We see a lot of health advice on social media. One of the latest is the claim that there's a natural alternative to the weight loss drug Ozempic. So how do we know what to trust? With me now, Julie Smith. Julie teaches courses on media at Webster University and speaks around the world about media literacy. Julie, thanks for your time this morning.
Oh, you bet, Megan.
How do we find valid information? Because it seems like you can find anything on the internet that backs up an influencer's claims.
Yeah, there's a few rules that I think you want to follow, especially if you're getting health information online from influencers. You want to be super skeptical when a specific product is mentioned. You also want to rely on health professionals. You know, check the qualifications of this person that's telling you this about this product. Many posts are ads, but you don't realize they're ads until the end of the post, which I think is really interesting. But you really, really want to look for special code words like natural, easy, simple, shocking, anything that will cut through the clutter and make us want to click on that link. We just have to have our little act like misinformation antennas activated all the time.
You talk a lot about, you know, rooting out mis and disinformation. Is health information even harder because maybe for a lot of people it's not a subject that they naturally know a lot about?
I think that that has a lot to do with it, Megan. But, you know, there's been misinformation about health for generations. It's just that now it travels at the speed of light, right? And we have these relationships. We feel like we know these influencers, so they have so much credibility. But, you know, in the early 1900s, radium was listed as a miraculous health treatment. In the 1920s, a man promised that if he transplanted goat glands into a man, it would solve impotence, which I think is hilarious. And think of it, in 1950s, cigarettes were marketed as something to help soothe your throat. So there's been an evolution here, and we still have to be just as careful as we had to be 100 years ago.
You mentioned a few things. What are some other red flags for you when you see a post and you think, oh, is this really good health information or not?
Usually, if I see something like on Instagram or TikTok that's health related, I'll immediately go to that account and see who that person is. And one thing also to notice, especially on Instagram, people use dozens of hashtags, right? And Instagram tells its people that if this is an ad, if you are being paid, you know, if you're involved in a partnership with a product, you have to acknowledge that, right? And what some influencers will do is put a little tiny hashtag, like paid ad, within, like right in the middle of a dozen hashtags, so nobody really sees that it's an ad. It might just look like a personal, you know, testimony about the product. So I always check out the account, and then I will Google whatever product they're talking about. I will Google it. I'll use Google Scholar and see if anybody has written about this product, if there's any proof that it actually does what it claims to do. And if I can't find anything about that product besides what this influencer is saying, that's a huge red flag for me.
Wait a minute. What's Google Scholar?
Oh, it's a part of Google you can go to, and it, instead of searching the entire internet, it searches academic articles. I typically do that as a part of lateral reading, you know, where you go to a lot of different sites to verify information. So I'll check Google and I'll check Google Scholar, but I'll also check Bing. You know, I'll do a lot of different searches to see if I can find that product. And if the influencer is the only person talking about it, then you know that it's probably a scam. And really, if it seems too good to be true, it probably is, right? because the stuff is so appealing, the easy solution to everything, the cheaper solution to everything. There was even, this was funny, when the Associated Press, Megan, was talking about, you know, finding health, valid health information online, at the bottom of the website was an ad, easy way to fix your turkey neck. And I thought that was such interesting ad placement because it demonstrated exactly what the article was talking about.
Packing tape behind your hair, right?
A lot of turtlenecks.
Media literacy expert Julie Smith, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Oh, you bet.